Get Away by Simon Brett, with Samantha Bond, Stephen Critchlow and Angus Imrie.
Ben, I do wish you wouldn't insist on sitting in the back. All your friends who are driven to school sit in the front. With you sitting in the back, I can't have a proper conversation with you.
Good.
Why won't you sit in the front seat next to me?
You know why.
I don't.
I won't sit in the front. What was that's Dad's seat?
Ben, don't start that again. You don't want to make me cross, do you?
Doesn't much matter whether I want to or not. You always are cross.
Ben, your father and I are divorced. You know that. Get over it.
Like you've got over it.
I am making very good progress, thank you. I am no longer in a relationship with a man who diminished everything I achieved and never took any notice of anything I said. And I am making very good progress as a single parent, in spite of the behaviour of my single child. Oh, come on, Ben. You remember how ghastly it was with your father and me shouting at each other? Surely what we've got now is better than that.
We haven't got anything. I'm just permanently bored.
Ben.
And I haven't got a father.
You've got as much of a father as you ever had when we were still married. He was never around then. Now he's got legally defined access rights to you, and he's still never around. I can't think that a great deal has changed.
I don't want to go to school today.
You've already missed a couple of hours of it by going to the dentist.
Still the rest of the day to get through. School is so boring.
According to you, everything's boring.
And how right I am. School's boring, home's boring, television's boring, life's boring.
Well, you seem to have covered most things there. Notice you didn't mention computer games, which is no surprise, really, since you spend all your waking hours playing them. So presumably you don't find them boring.
Computer games are boring.
Then why do you...
If you don't have the right equipment to play them on.
What do you mean? You've got an Xbox?
I haven't got the right Xbox.
Well, what's wrong with it? It was hideously expensive.
It's not the latest Xbox. Everyone at school's got the latest Xbox.
I don't care what everyone at school has got.
But they're on special offer at PC World.
The day the special offer at PC World involves giving them away free, with a Greek holiday for me thrown in, you can have one. Until then, the Xbox you currently possess is the only one you're going to have for the foreseeable future. We are extremely hard up, Ben.
I wish you wouldn't keep talking about money. It's so boring.
I heartily agree. And not having any money is even more boring. I'm so sick of not being able to afford anything. So sick of this same round. Home, school run, work, school run, home. I just want to get away. Anywhere. Do you know how long it is since I last had a holiday?
I know exactly how long it is, because I was with you. And all you did every day was lie down on a sun lounger and read.
Bliss.
Well, it was very boring for me.
Yes, and you left me in no doubt about that. Well, if we're not going to have any conversation, I think I might have some music.
Oh, no, your music's so boring.
Boring.
Not that one. Why do you always have to play that one?
I like it. Granny and Grandpa were always playing it when I was growing up. They were big Cat Stevens fans.
Cat Stevens? Why would anyone be called Cat Stevens? You'd think it had changed his name.
He did, actually.
What?
Never mind. He wrote this song about a former girlfriend, Patty Darbanville. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have someone write a song about you?
No, it would be very boring. Just like this song. Boring, 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 boring.
All right, I'll switch it off.
Everything's boring. Life's boring.
Yes, Ben, I think we've established that. And do you think life would be less boring if your father was still around?
Yes.
Ben, apart from being a control freak, your father was the most boring man on God's earth.
I agree, dads could often seem boring.
Thank you. He had no imagination at all.
But that was just a front.
I beg your pardon.
It was very difficult for him to have to keep his second life a secret.
Second life? Oh, please, Ben. We're not moving into the world of avatars, are we? I don't think I can cope with avatars at this time in the morning.
Dad's real work. That's what I'm talking about. The reason why we never saw much of him. The reason why he always has to pretend to be boring.
And what was his real work?
He's a contract killer.
What?
Not a bad contract killer. A good contract killer. He does undercover government work.
He does not.
Yes, he does. My dad's a contract killer.
Your dad sells printing ink.
That's just his cover. He's a contract killer.
Look, I know you find everything deeply boring, but the best way of dealing with that problem is not by inventing a fantasy life for your absent father.
I know why you're doing this, Mum.
Why I'm doing what?
Closing your mind to what Dad's real job is. Because your life's so boring.
My life isn't boring.
Yes, it is. You spend most of it at work, and your only interest outside work is chasing men.
I do not chase men. I just think the divorce is long enough ago now for me to start thinking in terms of another relationship. Huh. Though my efforts in that direction are not helped by your treating any man I bring home like a laboratory specimen for dissection.
Just don't want you to make a mistake.
That's very thoughtful of you, Ben.
Most of the men you've hooked up with recently have been completely unsuitable for you.
That may well be true, but you haven't allowed me much opportunity to find out. I am a grown woman, and I am capable of having a drink with a man in my own sitting room without you stuck in the corner playing a computer game.
I'm just being sociable.
That's the last thing you're being. Remaining completely silent and glaring at someone over the top of your laptop is not being sociable.
Oh, I'm so bored. I wish something would happen in my life.
Be careful what you wish for, as the Chinese proverb says. You may end up in... What the...
Drive, fast.
Wow, is that a real gun you're holding?
Yes.
Great. Is it a Saturday Night Special?
I don't know what that is.
It's a .38 Smith & Wesson.
Oh.
May I ask how long you're proposing to keep this going?
No, you just drive.
Because Ben's had some time off school to go to the dentist, but if he's not there by 10:30, his form teacher...
Just drive!
Very well. But you'll have to explain it to Mr. Melchett.
He's my form teacher.
Shut up!
But we've
got... Look, I've got a gun and I'm not afraid to use it.
Aren't you really?
What do you mean?
Well, it's a cliché of crime fiction, isn't it? I've got a gun and I'm not afraid to use it.
Well, I...
But I wonder in how many cases it's true. I mean, it would be quite a big jump in the level of crime, wouldn't it? Going from robbery to murder.
How do you know I've committed a robbery?
Well, putting aside the fact that you hijacked me as your getaway driver from outside a building society, I'm deducing it from your gun, your ski mask, and that briefcase which presumably contains your loot.
I don't want you to deduce things. I just want you to drive.
Very well. And do you want me to continue driving this fast?
Yes.
Great!
Why'd you ask?
Just that I would have thought the aim of having a getaway car is to get away from any pursuing police.
Yes.
And given the fact that there are no police pursuing us, I would have thought we'd want to look like normal road users, rather than drawing attention to ourselves by screeching about on suburban streets like boy racers.
All right, slow down.
Oh, do we have to?
Yes!
I would also have thought that now we have shaken off any pursuit, I have outlived my usefulness as a getaway driver.
What do you mean?
That you could get out of the car and I could continue to take my son to school.
Oh, no, this is much more fun.
Well, what do you say?
I am not going to get out of the car.
Why not?
Because I may need you as a bargaining counter.
So I'm a hostage now, am I?
Yes.
Oh, really?
And what about me? Am I hostage too?
If necessary, yes.
Great.
Well, I can't be a hostage for too long. I'm having my hair done at 11. Milo gets very angry if any of his customers are late.
Shut up!
Why should I shut up? You've made me extremely angry. I didn't start the day in a particularly good mood. Then I had to lose a morning's work by taking my son to the dentist. Said son has been his usual annoying self, which hasn't helped. In fact, now I come to think of it, but for my son being his usual annoying self, none of this would have happened.
How'd you work that out?
Yeah, how did you work that out?
If my son had sat in the passenger seat like any normal boy, you wouldn't have jumped in here, would you? Come on. You wouldn't have jumped into my car if the front seat had been occupied, would you?
Probably not.
I see. So everything's my fault again, is it?
By the way, are we driving aimlessly through the suburbs of London, or is there somewhere you're trying to get to?
Just drive.
So, we're just driving along, are we? Not drawing attention to ourselves, looking like an ordinary family, and not at all like people who've just been involved in a raid on a building society.
Yes.
And do you think that image is helped by the fact that you're still wearing a ski mask with holes for your eyes and your mouth?
Look, if I take the mask off, you'll be able to recognise me in a police identity parade.
If you don't take it off, some passerby is going to recognise you as a building society robber.
You may have a point. Actually, I wouldn't mind taking the ski mask off.
Why?
Because it tickles.
Tickles. You're a great criminal hard man, aren't you?
Shut up! Why are you slowing down?
Because of the traffic lights. Or do you want me to draw attention to us by shooting through them?
No, no.
That man on the pavement's giving you a funny look.
It's the ski mask.
All right, I'll take it off.
You're younger than you sound.
Don't look at me!
All right. So, any further thoughts on where you want me to drive?
I don't know this part of London very well.
I see. If you don't know your way around here, of course, I could be driving you straight back to the scene of the crime, couldn't I? Or to the friendly local police station.
I'd shoot you if you did that.
Oh, yes.
Is that where you're driving me?
As it happens, no. I'm driving to Ben's school.
Oh, no.
We should still get there by the end of break, which might do something to mitigate the wrath of Mr. Melchett.
I won't let Ben out when we get to the school.
Oh, good.
Well, then maybe I'll drive straight to the hairdresser's. You will let me out there, will you?
Of course I won't.
God, you make me so furious.
Well, I...
Talk about invasion of privacy. You just burst into my car, burst into my life, threaten me and my son, and then you start ordering me around, just like my husband did, just like every other man I've ever been involved with did. You're nothing to do with me. I don't want you in my life. If I'd never met you, my life could have continued on its own reassuringly boring course. I don't usually hate people on sight, but in your case, I'm prepared to make an exception.
Sorry.
What?
Ha! That lot of good being sorry does.
I'll give him a break.
Oh, you keep out of this, you. Anyway, you'll be a lot sorrier when you get sent down for a good long sentence. You won't get away with this, you know. You don't seem to me to have the air of someone who gets away with anything. I reckon you get collared every time.
Maybe.
How many building societies have you raided?
Today was the first.
Oh, aren't I honoured? Your very first building society raid, and I'm allowed to have a supporting role in the proceedings. Lucky, lucky me. So, is this a step up for you? What sort of places do you normally rob? Corner shops? Garden centres? Or have you aspired to a supermarket?
This is the first crime I've ever committed.
I'm doubly honoured, aren't I? To be in at the initiation of a brilliant career on the wrong side of the law. What's your name?
Nigel.
Oh.
Nigel? It's not a great name for a criminal mastermind, is it?
No, this building society thing was just going to be a one-off. It was going to sort out all my problems.
If you think I'm going to ask you to tell me what all your problems are, think again. I've got plenty of my own. The last thing I want to hear about is other people's.
Fine.
So what are they?
What?
The problems you believe can be solved by your embarking on a career of criminality. Presumably, Nigel, your main problem is financial.
I didn't start off as financial, but it is now.
Just like my divorce.
And it isn't actually a divorce in my case, but there is a woman involved.
Surprise, surprise.
Look, I haven't had that many, you know, relationships and...
And what do you put that down to?
Well, I think I'm not very pushy. Women these days seem to want men to do things.
What kind of things?
I don't know. Proactive things, I suppose. And I've never been very good at that. I mean, this woman who I was...
The one who's the reason for your raiding the building society?
Yes, well, she's quite strong-willed. We sort of met, and she sort of decided that I was the man for her.
Love at first sight.
I wouldn't put it as strongly as that. But she thought we ought to move in together.
And what did you think?
I could see the advantages, sharing the costs and so on.
But did he love her?
I don't really know. As I said, she was very strong-willed. She told me that I loved her.
And you just went along with it?
I suppose so, yeah. Well, she was very good at organising things. She organised a flat for us to move into. She organised a mortgage for us to share.
And you got on all right?
I suppose so. We didn't see that much of each other. We both had jobs. She was very keen on badminton, and I'm... Well, there were things I enjoyed doing in the uni too.
What things?
Well, I've never told anybody about what I like doing in the evening.
Not even her? Not even the woman you were living with?
She was the last person I'd told about it.
Why? What do you like to do in the evenings?
Do you watch pornography?
No, certainly not. I write songs.
Oh. And you never told her that? Some women would get quite turned on by the idea of a man writing songs. Did you write songs about her?
Good heavens, no. She wouldn't have seen the point of that.
Oh. So what sort of songs do you write?
Are they pornographic songs?
No, Ben, they're certainly not. They're just sort of... songs. I don't know if they're any good.
Well, if you were both ticking over her with a badminton you with your songwriting, what went wrong?
I lost my job.
What was your job? Were you a contract killer?
No.
Oh.
I was a debt collector.
Oh. Did you collect debts armed with menaces and a pickaxe handle?
No.
Oh.
I just went round to people's houses and asked them politely for the money they owed. I wasn't very good at it.
Why not?
Because they used to give me all these hard look stories.
The hazard of the profession, I would have thought.
The trouble was, I believed the hard look stories. I even used them as the basis for some of my songs.
Ah.
Sometimes I'd be in tears by the time I left their houses.
What?
More often than not, I'd give them a bit of money to tide them over. And then when I started writing songs about them in the evening, that would sometimes get me crying too.
I can see why you weren't cut out to be a debt collector. A bit of a big softy, aren't you?
Yes. So it was only a matter of time before I got the sack.
I can see that too.
But then she, this woman I was living with, she lost her job too. And we were stuck in this flat together all day and all evening because she couldn't afford to keep playing her badminton and I couldn't concentrate on writing songs with her around. And anyway, she said that any man worth his salt would be out doing practical things like paying off the mortgage arrears. I couldn't stand it anymore. I realised I had to get away. I realised the only way I could get away was not just by paying off the arrears, but by paying off the whole mortgage. But of course, I didn't actually have any money, so I...
decided to raid the building society.
Yes. She wanted me to do something practical.
So you did something completely impractical.
Well, I suppose as it turned out, yes. So there you have it now. Oh, I'm going to sneeze. But the fibres from the ski mask are still just tickling me. Dad!
It's all right, Mum. I've got the gun.
Well done, Ben.
Put him up, Nigel.
Well,
I've got a gun and I'm not afraid to use it.
Isn't that just a cliche of crime fiction?
I think he means it, Nigel.
Of course I do. Shooting people runs in my family.
What?
My dad's a contract killer.
Oh, get away. It's not true, is it?
Of course it's true.
Oh, by the way, I should tell you something about the gun.
Shut up. Just do everything Ben and I tell you to.
Everything Ben tells you to.
What? Aren't we in this together?
Not yet.
What do you mean, not yet?
I need you to drive me somewhere.
Yes, I know. I'm going to drive you to school.
Not school.
Not school? But Mr. Melchett will be...
Well, not school. You're going to drive me to PC World.
What?
I'm going to buy the latest Xbox.
With what?
Some of the money that Nigel got from the Building Society.
But that's not your money. Nigel didn't just get it from the Building Society. He stole it from the Building Society.
So?
Ben, I have brought you up with a sense of morality. I have brought you up to believe that stealing is wrong.
I didn't steal it. Nigel stole it.
I think that's a very dubious moral point you're making there. But anyway, Ben...
Just drive to PC World.
Are you threatening your own mother with a gun?
Yes.
Oh.
You better do as he says. His dad's a contract killer.
This is ridiculous. Right. PC World it is. And I'll have some music. But your heart
seems so silent. Ah. Oh, no, I hate this. It's so boring.
Well, I like it.
So do I. It's one of my favourite songs.
Is it? See, Nigel likes it 2-1.
Yes, except neither of you have got the gun. And I have. Switch it off.
Oh.
When I've got my Xbox, I'll stop threatening you, Mum.
Oh, thank you, Ben. How very reassuring that is for me to know.
And then you'll be able to decide how you spend your share.
My share of what?
The money Nigel stole from the Building Society.
There is a point about that.
Ben, are you suggesting that I, your mother, should profit from a robbery?
Yes.
That's an appallingly immoral idea. What on earth makes someone of your age think of that?
I blame the parents.
Shut up! The very idea that I will touch any of that money... Well, it would be... different if the Building Society offered a reward for the return of what was stolen. That would be a legitimate way of profiting from this situation.
But suppose they didn't offer a reward?
Well, it'd be a bit mean of them, but they'd be within their rights.
It'd be very mean of them.
Yes.
They ought to offer at least 10%. That'd only be fair.
Well...
So say there's 100,000 in this briefcase... Because it wouldn't have been worth your raiding a Building Society for anything less, would it, Nigel?
Well...
Our share would be 10,000.
It's not a share, remember, Ben? It's a reward. A reward for being good citizens and turning in the perpetrator of a crime.
Right. Our reward would be 10,000. That's enough for me to get a state-of-the-art Xbox.
Yes.
And for you to have a really good holiday in Greece.
Yes.
The holiday would be your reward.
Mmm. Yeah, well, does seem only fair, doesn't it?
Completely fair. And in case the Building Society does turn out to be mean, I think it'd be a good idea for us to take our 10% before we return the money to them. It is ours by right, isn't it? I mean, morally.
Yes. Yes. I think you may be right, Ben. And I really do need a holiday. I'd love to get away to Greece.
I could stay with Granny, and you might meet a nice man out there.
Yes, I might.
Like in that film, Shirley Valentine.
Well...
I mean, it's awfully slushy, but it does suggest that even if a woman is old, she can still find a man out in Greece.
Thank you very much, Ben.
So we're agreed, then. We take our 10% reward before we give the money back to the Building Society.
Morally, I don't really think we have any choice. We should take it.
Well, there is just one thing I should...
You be quiet. You're a hostage. And don't forget, my dad's a contract killer.
I think what you should do now is actually see what it is we're getting 10% off.
Open the case, you mean?
Yes. I'll stop the car. Pass me the gunner so I can keep Nigel covered.
Right you are.
And open the case.
Ah.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
What?
It's empty. The suitcase is empty.
Not the greatest Building Society robber in the world, are you, Nigel?
No. It was just... Everything was fine up until I asked the girl behind the counter for the money, but then the way she looked at me, and you know, she looked dead frightened.
Oh.
And I wanted to say, I'm not really the kind of person you're thinking I am. These are exceptional circumstances, and this is only a replica gun, and I wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for the mortgage and me trying to do something practical.
Oh.
And then I noticed the girl was wearing an engagement ring. Oh, that did it for me.
Oh.
The thought that this girl was all excited about getting married and there was some bloke waiting for her, and I was breaking into her life and traumatising her. I couldn't do it. I panicked and I ran out of the Building Society.
Well, there goes my Xbox.
You mentioned a replica gun. I've got a replica gun and I'm not afraid to use it. Doesn't carry quite the same level of threat, does it?
No, I'm sorry. I'm no more successful as a criminal than I was as a debt collector.
Listen, if you think you're going to get any sympathy from me for your incompetence, forget it. The fact that your gun's only a replica doesn't let you off the hook either. The terror that girl in the Building Society felt was not replica terror.
Well, I know.
And the way you scared the pants off Ben and me wasn't replica scaring the pants off either.
Yes,
mind you, now we know the gun's not real, there's nothing to stop me from driving you straight to the nearest police station, is there?
No.
I don't think you'll have to go to the police station, Mum.
Oh?
Look up ahead. There's a police roadblock.
Oh.
Stopping every car and checking the passengers.
Oh. So they are.
Oh, no. How did we end up back so close to the Building Society?
I told you you should have given me some directions. As it is, I can hand you over to the police right at the scene of your crime.
Oh, dear.
Good morning, officer. What can I do for you?
Sorry to trouble you, madam, but there's been an armed raid in that Building Society over there.
Oh, dear. Was anyone hurt?
Unfortunately not. Nor, in fact, did the perpetrator get away with any cash. We were clearly not dealing with the most competent of robbers. Anyway, eyewitnesses say the perpetrator hijacked a car to make his getaway. So we're just stopping every vehicle.
Very sensible, officer.
And asking whether anyone's seen anything untoward.
Well,
were you about to say something?
All right, it's a fair cop.
What?
What's the matter, Ben?
Oh, I just always love Dad's jokes.
What?
Dad's?
Well, here we are, being stopped by a blonde policewoman, and Dad says, it's a fair cop.
Oh.
As I say, I just love Dad's jokes.
Well, it's nice of you to say so, son. And officer, I apologise if I've offended you by calling you a fair cop.
It's not the first time I've heard that line in my career, sir.
No, I'm sure it isn't. It must be very
hot. This is ridiculous. This man is not my son's father.
Oh. In that case, if you could move along, please.
What?
I need to speak to the people in the car behind.
But look, I am telling you, this man is not my son's father.
Madam, one thing I was told by a very old inspector when I started in the force was, if you can avoid it, never get involved in a domestic.
Listen, this man is not only not my son's father, he is also a criminal. The only reason why he's in my car is...
Madam.
What?
The state of your marriage is something between you and your husband, nothing to do with me. Now, if you just drive off, please.
But I'm not married.
Drive off.
Oh.
Well, thank you for that.
Don't thank me.
I wasn't thanking you, I was thanking Ben.
My pleasure, Dad. Having a Building Society raider as a dad would almost be as good as a contract killer.
Ben, don't talk such nonsense.
I really would like to thank you as well, though. But I don't know what to call you. All this we've been through, I don't even know your name.
That sounds a very satisfactory state of affairs to me.
My name's Jilly.
Ben, you little swine.
As I say, Jilly, I'd like to thank you for everything you've done.
I haven't done anything deliberately.
No, but don't you think things we do accidentally are often more important than things we do deliberately?
Well, that's rather a Zen concept.
Yes. I wrote a song about it once.
Did you? How did it go?
But you're asking me to sing it?
Yes.
I'm not much of a singer, but if you like, I could talk you through the chorus.
Okay.
Accidental, our first meeting. Introduction, casual greeting. I was low and out of sorts. Then you came and filled my thoughts. Made me turn all sentimental. And our love was accidental.
Who did you write it for?
I haven't met her yet.
Oh.
Maybe we could meet for a drink sometime?
Don't be ridiculous. If after the ordeal you've put me through this morning, you think I ever want to see you again, then you could... All right, then, let's meet for a drink. But, Nigel, if you ever mention the words Stockholm Syndrome, I will find a real gun, not a replica, and I will blow your brains out.
Sounds fair enough. Now, where are we going to drive to, Jilly?
PC World?
Why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow.
In Get Away, Jilly was played by Samantha Bond, Ben by Angus Imrie, Nigel by Stephen Critchlow, and the policewoman by Tessa Nicholson. Get Away was written by Simon Brett, and the director was Peter Kavanagh. La 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 la.